Order. Order. Craig Stephen Wright, before I read the results, do you have any final remarks?
Your Honor, there is a false premise from both sides of the case that I want to make clear. My premise is not that I want to prove I am Satoshi, but it's that I am Satoshi. I still don't want to prove it. The whole point is that I never wanted to be Satoshi. I want to be left alone to invent. This week, during the proceedings, I have written three papers. I have done this the whole time. I am doing five doctorates. I will keep inventing. No matter the outcome of this case, I will hit 10,000 papers and then do more. I never ever want anyone to believe in me. I just want one simple thing. My invention not to be misrepresented. These so-called experts, who have deemed truthful documents as forgeries, are simply too idiotic to judge my brilliance.
Let's find out. We have the results right here. In the case of 16-year-old Bitcoin, Craig Stephen Wright,
you are not...
Hey there, all you cosmic dreamers and truth seekers. It's your based bassist, Horace Morris, coming at you live from the brand new studios of the Merkle Treehouse. It's April 19th, 2024, Halving Day. At some point along this cosmic odyssey, you've ascended from the shackles of fiat currency, consumer culture, and the incessant drone of media narratives. Life, my friends, is but a fleeting dance. And in the grand symphony of existence, all that truly matters is truth, the unadulterated, unyielding truth. But amidst the chaos and cacophony of our fallen society, it's easy to lose sight of our dreams, the visions of what could be, what should be. Dreaming is not just idle slumber, it's an act of rebellion against the status quo. If you ain't dreaming, you're woke, my friends. So, cast off the chains of conformity, embrace the audacity of your dreams, and dance to the rhythm of truth. Now, without further ado, let's welcome the orchestrator of our journey, that groovy chick who keeps the vibe alive, the remarkable, the incredible, Ms. Audrey Merkle.
Thank you, Horace. The infamous Craig Wright, self-proclaimed Satoshi Nakamoto. It seems the curtain has finally fallen on his grand charade. But before we jump into that tangled web of deceit, my dear listeners, let's confront the looming elephants in the room, shall we? It has been quite some time since our last rendezvous, and I must extend my sincerest apologies for the abrupt disappearance of our show. As much as we would have loved to continue our regular programming, circumstances beyond our control forced us into an unexpected hiatus. But fear not, we are back now, rejuvenated, and ready to dive once again into the latest...
Wait, Audrey. I've got to come clean with the audience here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Vinny the sales guy.
Hey there, folks. I got to level with you about why we've been off the air for a bit. It's not an easy story to tell, but you all deserve to know. See, our beloved Merkle Treehouse lost its studio space. And the reason? Well, it's a bit of a mess, let me tell you. You see, the studio was actually owned by my cousin, Gino Jr. Now, Gino's a good guy, runs a tight ship with that studio. But here's the kicker. He made an honest mistake with his taxes. Thought he had it all squared away. Turns out the IRS didn't see it that way. Next thing we know, they come down on him like a ton of bricks. I'm talking audits, fines, the whole shebang. Poor Gino was left in a bind. And the studio space? Well, we had to pack up and leave faster than you can say gabagool. It's been a tough time for all of us, especially Gino. The studio was his pride and joy, a place where we could bring you all the latest and greatest in the world of Bitcoin. But hey, we don't give up that easy.
Hold on, Vinny, I've got something to say about this issue.
Ladies and gentlemen, award-winning journalist and presidential candidate, Morton Anger.
My fellow Americans, today, We stand at a pivotal moment in our nation's history, the most important election we've ever seen. I stand here before you not just as a candidate for the highest office in the land, but as a voice for change, a voice for the forgotten, the hardworking, and the taxpayers of this great nation. In light of the recent misfortune concerning our studio space, let's talk about taxes, my friends. It's time to break free from the shackles of oppressive taxation that suffocate our businesses, drain our wallets, and stifle our dreams. Enough is enough. If the Fed can simply print dollars, then why does the government need money from us? I promise you this, I will fight tooth and nail to slash these burdensome taxes, to put your hard-earned money back where it belongs, in your pockets. And what about our unprecedented surveillance state? It's a betrayal of our freedoms, a violation of our privacy. We're not living in some dystopian novel, my friends. We're living in the reality of mass surveillance, where every move we make, every single transaction, is watched, recorded, and analyzed. Well, I say, no more. As your president, I will dismantle this surveillance state brick by brick, restoring your right to privacy, to freedom, and to be left alone. Our regulatory agencies are captured by cantillionaire corporations. The FDA allows purveyors of industrial foods to slowly poison us, and then Big Pharma sells us the cure, when they aren't poisoning us themselves with drugs like fentanyl. When I am elected president, the incestuous relationship between our regulatory agencies and corporations will end for good. But I won't stop there. Our once mighty U.S. dollar, now reduced to mere paper, devalued by endless printing and never-ending war funding. It's time to face the truth, my friends. The dollar is broken, and it's dragging us down. We need a currency that retains its value, that respects your hard work, and that doesn't crumble under the weight of inflation. That's why I stand here today calling for a return to sound money principles. We need a currency that is not subject to the whims of politicians and central bankers, a currency that is decentralized, stable, and secure. Yes, my friends, I'm talking about the power of Bitcoin, the currency of the future, the currency of freedom. So, my fellow Americans, I ask you to join me in this crusade for change. As the election currently stands, you have a loudmouth New Yorker who peddles Trump NFTs and rugs his supporters to finance his campaign, against a muddle-headed no-coiner who is a puppet of the invasive deep state. But don't forget the independent dark horse, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who recently announced that he is buying into shitcoins as he pandered to a crowd of Ethereum sheep. Your choice is clear. This November, vote for me, Morton Anger, for President of the United States. Let's break free from the chains of oppressive taxes. Let's dismantle the surveillance state. And let's embrace a future of financial freedom with Bitcoin. Together we will restore the greatness of our nation, we will reclaim our freedoms, and we will build a future where every American can thrive. Find out more at isupportmort.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
This has been a message from the Anger for America Campaign Committee.
Thank you, Morton. I feel like that was a setup. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Craig Wright's elaborate charade has finally hit the rocks. His trail of lies and forgeries pointed to a grand scheme of gaining legal leverage over core developers, all in an attempt to unlock Satoshi's abandoned stash of Bitcoin. Of course, any true Bitcoiner could have told him that such a plan was destined to fail. Wright's enthusiastic benefactor, the rather cringeworthy Calvin Ayer, seems to have deserted him, vanishing from the scene. The unfolding drama has revealed this week that Wright's bank accounts have been frozen, and his legal counsel is hastily abandoning the ridiculous lawsuits against numerous core developers. As the sun sets on Fake-toshi, a new dawning lays in wait, the next epoch in the journey of Bitcoin. The halving is nigh, my friends. In fact, it will happen today. For those of you who might be new to the world of Bitcoin and the concept of halving, don't fret. We have our dynamic duo Eli and Polly here to demystify this crucial event in the Bitcoin world. Take it away, children.
Hey, Polly, do you remember when we talked about how Bitcoin gets its new coins through mining?
Of course, Eli. The miners use their computers to solve puzzles and get rewarded with shiny new Bitcoin.
Exactly. But did you know that something special happens in the world of Bitcoin approximately every 4 years?
Ooh, what is it? A treasure hunt? A new adventure?
Sort of. It's called the Bitcoin halving, and it's like a big event in the Bitcoin world.
What's a halving? Sounds like splitting something in half.
Exactly, Polly. Here's the deal. When Bitcoin was first made, miners got a lot of Bitcoin as a reward for solving those puzzles. But every 4 years, that reward gets cut in half.
But why would they do that, Eli?
Great question. It's all about making sure there's not too much Bitcoin out there. You see, if there were too many Bitcoin, they wouldn't be as special or valuable.
Oh, like when we have too many toys and they're not as fun to play with anymore?
Yeah, kinda like that. So the Bitcoin halving is a way to keep Bitcoin special and valuable. Grown-ups call it scarcity.
So how does that help people?
Well, when the halving happens, it means there are fewer new Bitcoin being made. And when there are fewer new Bitcoin, they become more valuable. This is a stark contrast to fiat money, in which the cowardly Federal Reserve prints the failing US dollar with the touch of a button. These thieving ghouls' only interests are funding war, poisoning the population, and greasing palms. They have exploited hardworking people for more than 50 years,
Eli,
and will do so for
Eli,
many more decades
hey,
if we don't.
Eli, you're getting that glassy-eyed stare again.
Oops, sorry. Anyway, the halving is important because it helps Bitcoin keep its value over time. It's like making sure our treasure stays shiny and valuable for years to come.
Wow, the Bitcoin halving sounds like a special event that helps keep Bitcoin special and valuable for all of us.
Exactly, Polly. It's like a big celebration in the world of Bitcoin, making sure our digital treasure stays precious and exciting. And that's the lesson for today.
Bye, kids!
Thank you, children. Shifting gears, there's been quite the buzz around last year's Sam Bankman-Fried trial, particularly with the surprising outcome. A relatively light 25-year sentence was rendered last month. Many were taken aback, considering the magnitude of the billions he siphoned from unsuspecting retail investors. And now, our very own Sammy Nash has conducted yet another jailhouse interview with SBF himself, and he's here in the studio to shed light on it. How's it going, Sammy?
Going great, Audrey. I'm definitely pumped about these new Merkle Treehouse studios. How did you manage this setup?
Well, Sammy, after our previous studios became unavailable, I decided it was time for a break, a chance to step back and recharge. So, where did I end up? None other than the serene Orange Pill Retreat, a place where I could breathe in the crisp, fresh air, cast a line into the peaceful waters of the Blue River, and perhaps try my luck at the Choctaw casinos just a stone's throw away. The fine folks at Orange Pill Retreat heard about our predicament and, in their boundless generosity, offered us a perfect spot to set up our new studios. Nestled next to the largest pecan tree in all of Oklahoma, we've found our haven, a treehouse oasis where creativity can flourish and ideas can take flight. So, here we are, broadcasting from our new home among the whispering leaves and gentle rustle of branches. Welcome to the Merkle Treehouse Studios at Orange Pill Retreat, where the magic of Bitcoin meets the tranquility of nature. Now, Sammy, tell me more about this jailhouse interview with SBF. Are you surprised at his sentencing? 25 years is a significant stretch of time, no doubt, but many folks say it was too lenient. What do you think?
Well, Audrey, let's cut to the chase here. With the sheer amount of cash he's laid on the political elite, I'd bet my last sat he won't even serve 5 years before he's sipping cocktails and munching Adderall on parole. I learned, though, that in the meantime, SBF is making the best of his situation.
Let's listen to the tape, shall we? Satoshi, could you play cut SBF 42754?
No, it's 42757.
That's right, SBF 42757.
You got it, boss.
Ladies and gents, it's your favorite reporter, Sammy Nash. Today, from the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, I bring you a jailhouse interview with the infamous Sam Bankman-Fried. Welcome to the Merkle Treehouse, SBF.
Thanks for having me, Sammy. It's a pleasure to be with you, as always.
And you have a friend with you?
Yes, of course. This is my cellmate and current business partner, Ballpeen Johnson.
Nice to meet you. Mr. Ballpeen?
Sup, Sammy? Yo, you got a light?
I don't think...
I've got you, boo.
Thanks, Sugar Pants.
So SBF, how's prison life treating you?
Well, Sammy, let me tell you a little story. You see, I've been in this joint since last August, and I've seen the ins and outs of our little prison economy. And let me tell you, it's flawed, my friend. Flawed to the core.
Flawed, you say? In what way?
Imagine this, Sammy. Our currency in prison is based on cigarettes. Can you believe it? They're the lifeblood of our economy in here, but they're also the source of so much trouble. Hoarding, theft, extortion, you name it. Cigarettes are, well, at the center of it all. And then, you know, it hit me. My brain exploded. It was so simple, but so necessary.
Are you about to shitcoin?
Hear me out, Sammy. We put everyone's cigarettes on a blockchain. With the blockchain, we've got transparency, security, and efficiency. No more hoarding, no more stolen stashes. Here's how it works. Every prisoner hands over their cigarettes to my trusted associate, Ballpeen Johnson, for safekeeping. In return, they receive these digital cigarette tokens securely stored on our blockchain ledger.
So they're not really on a blockchain. They are held by Mr. Ballpeen, right?
Look, Sammy, we're tired of the chaos and shady dealings that come with physical cigarettes. With the blockchain, we've got a record of every transaction, every token, all secure and transparent. Could I get another light?
I see. So, Ballpeen, how do you think this will benefit the inmates?
Well, Sammy, it'll cut down on the fights over smokes, for one. Plus, with these digital tokens, we can trade without even leaving our cells. It's convenience, plain and simple.
Convenience, indeed. And SBF, with this system in place, what's next?
Oh, we've got big plans, Sammy. We're talking digital cigarillos, e-cig pods, the whole nine yards. The inmates of the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn are going to be freely trading digital cigarettes, and then maybe we branch out to other prisons like San Quentin.
I see. Well, folks, you've heard it here first. Digital cigarette tokens bringing innovation to the prison economy. A big thank you to SBF and Ballpeen Johnson for joining me today. Ballpeen, be careful not to smoke all your customers' funds.
What do you mean? Are you accusing me of something?
No, no. Just engaging in lighthearted banter.
You making fun of me? You know I could rip those floppy ears off your head, stomp on them, and feed them to you like grapes.
Relax, Boo. He doesn't mean anything by it. You've got too much stress. Here, have another cigarette.
Fascinating interview, Sammy. It seems some people never learn. I'd like to see where this cigarette shitcoin goes.
Oh, yes. I intend on following this up until it blows up in SBF's face.
Thank you, Sammy. To end today's show, direct from the Church of Sound Faith and Life, a special message about today's Bitcoin halving from the Merkle Treehouse's own spiritual advisor, Reverend Smith.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, today we gather in reverence to contemplate the profound mysteries of the Bitcoin halving, a cyclical event ordained by Satoshi Nakamoto, echoing the rhythms of creation itself. As we ponder the sacred text of Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, let us uncover the profound parallels between the Bitcoin halving and the seasons of God's creation. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." In the beginning, the Almighty spoke forth the heavens and the earth into existence, setting in motion a grand symphony of creation. Among the celestial bodies he ordained, the sun and the moon were appointed as markers of time, separating the day from the night and guiding the seasons upon the earth. Just as God's creation operates in seasons ordained by divine wisdom, so too does the Bitcoin ecosystem unfold according to a cyclical pattern, the Bitcoin halving. Every 210,000 blocks, approximately every 4 years, the issuance of new Bitcoin is halved, marking the transition to a new era of scarcity and value. This sacred cycle, encoded in the very fabric of Bitcoin's protocol, mirrors the seasons of creation itself. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22 says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." In the divine order of creation, we witness the unchanging rhythm of seed time and harvest, of summer and winter, a testament to the faithfulness of our Creator. Similarly, the Bitcoin halving event manifests this eternal truth, heralding the transition from scarcity to more scarcity, from consolidation to growth. Just as God blessed humanity with the command to be fruitful and multiply, so too does Bitcoin offer a blessing of financial sovereignty and decentralization. Through the Bitcoin halving, we are reminded of our role as stewards of this revolutionary technology, called to nurture its growth and spread its benefits to all. In the same manner that farmers must prepare for the changing of seasons, so too must Bitcoin hodlers and miners anticipate the halving event. Just as the wise farmer stores up grain during times of abundance for the lean seasons ahead, so too must we exercise prudence and foresight in our Bitcoin holdings as its issuance is cut by half. Dear friends, let us reflect on the timeless wisdom of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. There is a season for everything and a time for every matter under heaven. The Bitcoin halving, like the changing of seasons, reminds us of the impermanence of earthly wealth and the need for prudent stewardship. This earth, this beautiful creation of God, will outlive us all, and so will Bitcoin. Let us embrace the Bitcoin halving as a divine decree, a sacred cycle ordained by its creator Satoshi Nakamoto. Just as the seasons of creation unfold with purpose and order, so too does the Bitcoin ecosystem evolve in harmony with a divine plan. As we witness the unfolding of the fourth Bitcoin halving, let us heed the lessons of Genesis and Ecclesiastes. Let us be wise stewards of this revolutionary technology, exercising prudence and foresight in our actions. May the Bitcoin halving serve as a reminder of the divine order woven into the fabric of creation, and may we, as faithful stewards, honor this sacred cycle with reverence and gratitude. Amen.
Amen, Reverend. And now, a final thought, if I may. The Bitcoin halving is a remarkable event, a testament to the meticulously designed protocol governing this revolution. It unfolds with the inevitability of time itself, unstoppable and unyielding. As we witness this milestone, let's reflect on the finite nature of Bitcoin, a digital asset with a predetermined supply. With each halving, scarcity is further cemented, paving the way for a future where Bitcoin's value proposition shines ever brighter. So, let's embrace the halving, for it heralds not just a reduction in supply, but a relentless march towards the dawn of hyper-Bitcoinization, a future no one can stop, for the next 120 years and beyond. And with that, episode 83 of the Merkle Treehouse comes to a close. Thanks for joining us today at the all-new Merkle Treehouse Studios. Special thanks to the fine folks at Orange Pill Retreat. Follow them at OP Retreat 21 on X for more information about their project. Join us next week for the absolute best in Bitcoin mindshare. In the meantime, keep your money hard, your heart soft, and have a little fun sometimes. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's the real Horace Morris and the Merkle Treehouse Band.
Howdy, amigos, it's Pinto Pete. Won't you be so kind as to return next week for an all-new chapter of the Block Size War? Things are wrapping up and you won't want to miss it. Until next time, friends.